This is American Business in the Spotlight. Here's Lou Dobbs with Moneyline.
Just do it. Three words, a powerful message, and I don't have to tell you, you know who that slogan belongs to. Nike, one of the most recognized brands in the world. Not bad for a sports apparel company that started with $1,000 and a handshake in 1964. Between Oregon University track coach Bill Bowerman and one of his former runners, Phil Knight. Just in time for the 1972 U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials, the company debuted its revolutionary new product line, the Nike running shoe. Dubbed the Moon Shoe, it owed its new tread design to an experiment that Coach Bowerman conducted, pouring a rubber compound into his waffle iron. The Nike shoe gained traction thanks in part to Oregon track star Steve Prefontaine. It wasn't until 1978 that Bowerman and Knight changed the name of the company to Nike, thanks to technological innovation and a string of endorsements by high-profile athletes. Nike has managed to do what no other major sports apparel maker has been able to do since 2008. They've grown worldwide market share. And with fiscal 2011 sales of nearly $21 billion, Nike is now the world's largest maker of athletic footwear and apparel.
Stay tuned for more Lou Dobbs on the radio. And be sure to join him on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Lou Dobbs Show continues after this.